USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the country's largest railroad unions said that its members voted to reject a new wage deal brokered by the White House and move closer to a strike as soon as December. Union members said Monday they believe that a compromise could still be reached to avoid a work stoppage that would disrupt distribution. 4 out of 12 unions have now rejected the proposal contract. 8 have ratified the deal. It's been more than a week since 4 University of Idaho students were found slain. Since then, the Moscow Police Department and other agencies investigating the quadruple homicide has said this will be a lengthy process. Chief James Fry with the Moscow PD.
It is a complex and terrible crime, and it will take some time to resolve.
A federal judge has ordered Amazon to stop retaliating against employees engaging in unionizing activities. The ruling came in a court case brought by the National Labor Relations Board, which sued Amazon in March seeking the reinstatement of Gerald Bryson, who was involved in organizing a company warehouse on Staten Island, New York. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley were sentenced Monday to lengthy prison terms after being convicted earlier this year on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion. A U.S. district judge in Atlanta gave Todd Chrisley 12 years in prison plus 16 months of probation. Julie got 7 years behind bars and 16 months of probation. Monday Night Football last night was played in Mexico City, Mexico. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Monday Night Football ended with the San Francisco 49ers making a strong showing in Mexico City, beating out the Arizona Cardinals 38-10. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday will have Americans scurrying about the country to meet up with family and friends. Tim Burke from our Phoenix Bureau tells us any mode of transportation you choose will be busy.
This could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020. That's according to AAA. Speaking in Chicago Monday at O'Hare International Airport, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they treat passengers.
I want to make sure passengers know that if you are canceled or significantly delayed, you are required to receive a full refund if you ask for one. And if you have trouble getting one, let us know.
A jury will begin deliberating today in the trial of 5 people accused of crimes on January 6. 5 members and supporters of the Oath Keepers, including founder Stuart Rhodes, are in court in Washington. Monday's earthquake on the main Indonesian island of Java has killed scores of people and injured hundreds. The 5.6 magnitude quake struck Sinajar town in West Java. Rescuers continued to work through the night to try to save others, thought to still be trapped under collapsed buildings. The unmanned Orion spacecraft made its first close flyby of the moon on Monday, coming as close as 81 miles from the lunar surface. As the Artemis 1 flew past the far side of the moon, Orion's orbital maneuvering system engine fired for a couple of minutes and successfully put the capsule into the desired orbit for the mission. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.